The problem for the school board is that there is no clear problem to be solved by keeping kindergartners in the classroom longer than the 4.5 hours that they already spend there. Calling the data murky and hearing no strong support from kindergarten teachers, board member Lon Garrison could not back the proposal.
I would need to have a better buy-in from the rest of the teaching staff to go along with that. I know that at times there are things where you have to say this is what we're going to do and we're going to do that and move forward. But I think this is one of those things where it needs to be something that's addressed more on a cooperative basis.
In the current school day, kindergarten teachers may keep a few children after dismissal for extra help, a strategy known as callback. The district administration proposed extending callback to 4 days a week beginning in late October, and then in January, extending the overall kindergarten day by 40 minutes. The intent of the administration's proposal is to improve student performance by increasing contact time with teachers. Board member Molly Kabler, a former administrator of Mount Edgecombe Preschool, hoped to see the administration and parents better aligned on the issue. She was also skeptical about the benefits of a longer day.
My other reaction to this is I worked in early childhood and worked with kids that age, and it's really hard to imagine for me just plain that a longer day is a good thing. We can talk about contact time, but that's a very different thing between each child and each person who offers that contact time.
The major advocate for the new policy was Board President Scott McAdams, who argued that the number one correlating factor in student achievement was high-quality instruction. The district's efforts to lower pupil-to-teacher ratios was one way of increasing contact time with high-quality instruction. Extending the school day was another.
We have kids at 3 to 5 who are in the lowest tier in the currency of early childhood literacy, being vocabulary. They're in the lowest tier, and we can predict with statistical certainty where that kid will be at age 17. That is not acceptable to me philosophically as a human being. So another 45 minutes of callback time may not be the solution, but how do we get there?
McAdams had the support of fellow board member Tom Conley, who recommended extending the kindergarten day on a trial basis for 6 weeks only, April through the end of May, when students were older and better able to manage the fatigue. Wearing out students physically and emotionally, according to Baranoff counselor Janine Brooks, was the major hazard of the proposed policy.
I'm hypervigilant about changes like this because I want to make sure that we are helping connect our kids to learning so that they graduate, and that's my role. And I hope that you can trust me, that I see lots of kids, and I'm telling you now, they're hanging in there by a thread to the 1:30 dismissal time. They're so tired at 1:30. I know that they can't do any more academic tasks after 1:30, and I know that their teachers could hold them and hang in there with them, but I don't think it'll be the enriching thing that we're looking for.
Brooks said that the connection some kindergartners had to school was very tenuous, and many students were coming from difficult home environments where school was not a priority. She said it was a particular problem among the 25 or so students she served as counselor. That prompted Superintendent Steve Bradshaw to ask if that wasn't another reason to extend the day.
You just very passionately talked about these kids and the environments that they lived in, and yet you said the majority of them were going home to those environments that are, at least in my mind, I perceived you saying created the problem or created some of the hardships. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be better to have them in the classroom?
Brooks responded that afternoons and early evenings were not the times of day when kids were most at risk at home. Board President McAdams drew from his own childhood to dispute that point.
I can tell you that in the Third Street Housing Project in Petersburg, when I went home after school, in the neighborhood, there was pot and coke and people speedballing and people slapping their What you're telling me is that it is better for a kid to go back into a combative environment than it is for them to have contact with a certified instructor.
Yeah, I'm saying that 45 minutes isn't going to save those kids from that, and you bet that's what I'm dealing with my students.
The only parent to lend his voice to the debate did not have children in kindergarten. Gerald Murphy said his kids were now in seventh and second grades, but got off to a good start in an extended kindergarten out of state.
From the beneficial side of seeing that program, it's and what it benefited in Oklahoma, it's I think we're missing out on opportunities to help those kids because it really is tremendous how far ahead they were. She was learning to read at the end of kindergarten.
The swing vote on the five-member board was Cass Pook, who said she had no strong feelings about extending the kindergarten day. But she added that the testimony at the meeting was making a decision difficult. The rest of the board was of the same mind. Tom Conley said there was simply too much disagreement to press the issue, and he withdrew his proposed amendment to extend the kindergarten day only in the latter part of the year. Conley, McAdams, and Pook joined Garrison and Kambler in defeating the motion, but agreed to reconsider the proposal again in the fall when a way might be found to achieve consensus about how best to help kindergartners without wearing them out. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.